This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Good day radio show, 6 after the hour. I'm Jay Kirshner. She is Jennifer Horn. We have James Collins with us as well. And we're going to talk about some things. Because
some
why
things?
Not?
What are we going to talk
why
about?
Why wouldn't we? Some things. Some THANGS. Some things.
Thang.
Okay, so this is something that I feel like everybody should join in on this conversation. 855-999 Doug, 855-999-3684 is the number. There are teachers who received bonuses by accident, and they are being requested, not requested, voluntold, basically, to give those bonuses back, either in one lump sum or come up with a payment plan.
What were the bonuses for? Was there something they thought they were supposed to get?
Yeah, so it was, there are 225 teachers in a school district in North Carolina that each received $1,250 in bonuses. And it was a payroll error. Really, that bonus was for any new hires. So any new teachers, that was kind of one of the incentives. So more teachers than were supposed to get it, got it. And it's one of those, like, end of the year, holiday. If you receive a bonus and it's classified as a bonus in your check, I wouldn't believe anybody would be questioning that. It'd be like, awesome, right. I have a bonus. I'm going to spend it, especially
how nice.
Holidays. You have extra money that you can spend on the people you love or whatever. I guarantee at least half of those people don't have that money anymore. And they're being told it was an accident. We are sorry for the mistake. We're willing to work with you. So either you can pay it back in your February paycheck as one lump sum, or if you need to do a payment plan, we can work with that too. I kind of feel like your mistake is not my problem.
Yeah, but okay, so and it's harder because it's a bigger business, so they probably, you know, it's like, okay, well, they probably have the money to spare, but, you know, everything's budget. But I will tell you that this happened not necessarily in the bonus mode, but I run a small business with my dad, and we use a payroll service, so we turn the hours in, and the payroll service generates the direct deposit. And apparently, it hit twice, and nobody said anything to me until one of our great employees said, hey, was something weird with the payroll because I got, like, double what I was supposed to? And thank God she said something. Props to Courtney, because everybody else was like, oh, that's great.
Yeah,
bonus. And the thing is, like, for us, that's meaningful. So we had to be like, sorry, there was a payroll error. I wish we could let you keep it, but we can't. We have to withdraw it. Because it would kill us to do a double payroll. I mean, we only budget for one payroll.
That's huge. That's not just talking bonus, like a bonus.
Correct. That was like an entire
you straight up paid
paycheck.
Everybody twice.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I get it where they might be like, yeah, we're taking it back. But I also understand from the employee side, well, you know, sorry, you know, you snooze your littles. That's a tough one.
Yeah, well, and especially when it comes to the whole thing of you either have to pay it back in with your next paycheck, with your February paycheck, in one full sum, and if you can't, then we'll do a payment plan, which is nice that they're working with them that way. But we are in a society where the majority of people are living paycheck to paycheck. And if you got this thinking it was a bonus because it was classified on the paycheck as a bonus,
you're thinking, thanks, guys. Hey,
yeah.
Perfect. Well done. I know. That's what I'm saying. I really do understand both sides of the equation. It makes it really difficult to figure out what the right move is.
Yeah. I had a situation where it wasn't a payroll issue. It was a utilities bill. It was when I was living in a townhome, and I was the end unit, and that was where all of the gauges work for like the gas and electric and everything. And for some reason, on our building of 4 units, the person reading the gas meter got it backwards. And so they had all of the units wrong. So mine was listed as the last unit instead of the first unit.
Oh.
And the there was nobody living in the in the unit that I was actually being charged for. And it happened. It was, I noticed that my bill was kind of lower than expected, but it was still something. And mm-hmm. it went on for like 3 months before I got the notice of, hey, our error, we were charging you for the wrong unit. You actually owe us this amount of money. And they said that I had to pay it with the next bill, one lump sum. And I'm thinking,
see, that's rough.
Okay, I'm not fighting this in the sense of, I'm not going to say I don't owe you the money. I do owe you the money. I use those resources. I understand that somebody just messed it up and charged me the wrong amount, the wrong sum, but I'm not going to pay it back in one lump sum. Like, you are going to work with me on a payment plan. Like, that's the only option. And I addressed that with them when I called customer service. And I was like, look, I'm not fighting against this. I will pay it. I totally understand I owe it, but you're not going to tell me I have to pay this back by the next bill or I risk getting my gas shut off. Like, that's not what's going to happen.
And yeah, I had that happen with the DWP, with the Department of Water and Power, when I first moved into my house. And it was so frustrating because I was getting a certain amount that I was budgeting for, not having lived in this house before. You just mm-hmm. you know, you started to expect what the water bill would be. And then one day they sent me a bill for like $10,000 or something like that. And so I freak out and I call them.
10,000.
Yeah, it was some crazy number. And I called them and they said, oh, well, your meter has been broken for X amount of years. And we finally fixed it. And now we know that we were just estimating how much water you were using. Here's what you've been using for the last couple of years. And here's how much you owe. And what are you supposed to do? That's not my. I didn't know that the meter was broken. They never notified me that the meter was broken. They never told me they were estimating the charges I was paying every single month. And then whammo, out of the blue, all that money.
It was so. How did it end?
I shouldn't even say it, but they actually told me that I should close the account since I had never opened it in my name. I was paying it through my grandpa's name, and restart my account again.
Oh, that's good. That's smart. And that's
but they actually told me to do that. Yeah, the LADWP actually told me to do that, so don't come at me, bro. Because I explained what was going on and that it was a new house to me and I didn't know and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, yeah.
Well, and that's one of the things. I believe electric, they actually do it each month. Gas, it's an every other. So based on they'll come out every other month. And then on the in-between months, it's just based on what the weather is like and your previous gas usage. That would get us all of the time when we lived in Nashville, where, especially in the wintertime, they didn't always know what to expect with snow. It's kind of like anywhere else where it's like, oh, we're going to have this many inches, then you have nothing, or we're not going to have anything and all of a sudden you have something. But also, people in Nashville, even though it gets cold and it snows at times, for some reason still forget, apparently, and aren't used to it. So crank up the heat. Well, every other month, whenever it was the guesstimated, and I'm going to say estimated, the guesstimated version, they would overcharge us. Like, it would be double, absolutely double. And then the opposite month, when they actually came out and looked and they'd have to correct it, we would barely owe anything.
Wow.
It was like feast or famine of what we had to pay.
That's really hard to budget for because you just don't know what's coming for you. That, and I know a lot of people, I don't know if it was, I know it's an issue in California, and I know we pay a lot more for energy because they want to push us into energy efficient stuff here. Like, gas is always more expensive, that sort of stuff. But our gas bills have gone up significantly. I don't know if you guys have been feeling that too over the last year. It is so much more expensive. It's maybe double what for most people what they were paying just over the last 12 months. And that makes it difficult because there's nothing you can do. You can't argue. There's no real alternatives other than just watching how much you consume in your house. But like, there's not like choices usually for most people. It's not like you can say, you know what, I'm cutting the cord with cable and going to streaming. I mean, there's not that option.
Yeah, and I was going to say, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you have a home, you have to have an account with all of these things.
Yeah, you got
to
be
not allowed to just be like, no, I will figure it out on my own, or I will just make a fire inside the house.
I like the prairie life.
Unless you
want to
go live off the grid. Yeah. Yeah, everybody starts doing their own farmsteading things.
It doesn't work. That doesn't happen too long.
And also, please don't set a fire inside your house to keep warm.
No, it's not a good idea.
Fireplace.
Campgrounds inside of the home, not smart. I've learned the hard way.
Wait, when was it? Was it last year or the year before where there was an issue that people actually had to start putting out PSAs because people were taking those outdoor heaters, you know, like those patio heaters and stuff, and they were actually bringing them inside?
Not a good move either.
I'm pretty sure that was going on in Texas during Snowmageddon back in 21, I think, 21 or 22.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that was then.
That sounds like it could be accurate. That sounds like
also not a good idea, kids. Don't try that at home.
I take offense to that. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate that.
No, wait. There was a good news story that came out of that. I remember that Snowmageddon thing. Wasn't it some mattress king or whatever who opened his warehouse so that people had a warm place to sleep because he had generators, like extra generators or something?
Oh, that's cool.
And yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Like everybody in the community. Was it that Houston or was that Dallas?
I don't remember in Dallas, so it sounds like it was probably Houston. But, I mean, you know, when stuff like this comes around, whenever Texas is struggling in the cold because we can't deal with the cold whatsoever, it is really nice to see the community come together and figure out, hey, how are we going to get through this? It is really cool. That is the one part about the cold that it's like, okay, yep, we got it going on.
But also, why would Texas or anybody in the South be able to deal with the cold weather when it is so absurdly hot in the summertime?
Right, most
of the
time. I know.
Your blood thins out. Jen, I'm sure you feel this whenever it hits like 60 or 50 in L.A.
Oh,
like,
that's when the girls strap on their UGG boots. Yeah, I know. It's right now, like, it's been very dry but chilly in Los Angeles, and so right now it's 52. It's getting ready to rain, and to me that feels very cold, where I know most people on the East Coast would be like, oh, we wish we had 52 degrees, but for me that's pretty dang cold. I need a blanket.
Yeah, well, it is, but also 50 degrees after, like, the first time it hits 50 after the summertime, it is freezing. But the first time it hits 50 after the winter, you will see people with their convertible top downs, shorts.
Exactly. We get sissified and then we get calloused,
toes
you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, stay warm, friends. It's 18 after the hour.
Progressive asks, what do an escaped leopard?
We're live from the zoo where a leopard has escaped.
A growling stomach. An uneaten tuna sandwich and a backdoor doggy door have in common? They can lead to an unexpected kitchen renovation.
Yeah, hi. Is this the zoo? Yeah, leopards is in my kitchen.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
You know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. And it's safe, too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I'm Jay Kirshner. She is Jennifer Horn. James Collins is with us, and Doug is not, but he will be back before we know it. This is the kind of trending social media, little bit of technology talk, and Microsoft received a hefty email hacking with their corporate emails. You would think if anybody is not going to have it, right? If anybody is going to have the safety precautions against an email hacking, you know, Microsoft might be up there, but nope. Microsoft revealed that some of its corporate email accounts were hacked by a Russian-backed group called Midnight Blizzard. Hmm. And the way they did it was the group allegedly used a password spray attack where a user uses a single common password against multiple accounts on the same application. So, again, you would think Microsoft wouldn't do a practice like that, but that password spray attack really worked, and many of the legacy accounts, many of the corporate email accounts, totally hacked.
So what happens then? I mean, what do they do? I constantly, I know maybe you guys too, when you sign into to something or when you look at Google, it says your passwords have been compromised. Fix now. But the reason I can't do that is because, I'm sorry, I can't remember 400 difficult passwords. It's just, it's not realistic. So I don't know. Do we just leave ourselves vulnerable, or do you guys actually like make the move and change your passwords?
Yes and no, both and neither. I will at times, I have the same like four revolving passwords, and basically it's just numbers added on or a certain amount of exclamation marks. Or I will use characters, say an ampersand instead of an S or something like that for different things. But I also will have the same password for multiple things until it tells me, like, this password's inaccurate, it doesn't work. And I've had that happen where it's not necessarily telling me I need to change my password, it's just telling me I can't log in. And so I try to, make a new password. And there are some accounts for things that I'm basically making a new password every time I log in because I can never remember it. But also there will be something where I will try to create a new password and it tells me the password you just entered cannot be the same as it was previously. And I'm like,
right,
that's the password I entered and you told me it was wrong.
I know.
Like, what am I supposed to do after that one? Yeah, and the new thing. No, this is the password, and it's telling you, nope, it's not. But you also, and that is the password, so you can't use that password again.
And if you've noticed, like on your iPhone, it'll say, do you want us to come up with a password for you? And it's like, Y, exclamation point, the number 4, B, 7. Like, who the heck is going to ever, you're never going to remember the tough passwords they want you to have. It's just, oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, and here's the kicker. When you do have it, because you can have your, the whatever they call it, the keychain or whatnot, remember your password for you. But when you first set it up and you have Apple or your device create the password for you, you almost have to copy it because it won't save it from that moment. You have to log in again before it'll actually save. So it's like you have to log in with that password the second time. And it's just, again, that's why there are certain sites where I am just creating new passwords every single time because they never work. They just never work. There was one account where it was telling me I have two accounts. Like, my username or my login information is associated with two accounts, and then I call the help number, and they're like, oh, that's because you had an account, but then you deactivated the account, and you created the new account. I'm like, okay, so do I just have to talk to you every single time I want to log in to my information on this account or on this platform? What's
technology? It can make you scream. It really can. You can't live with it. You can't live without it. It's hard.
But also, it is nice connecting with people when you look at things of what social media was supposed to be made for, not kind of what it is turning into now, where it's just like...
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is dropping out of the presidential race.
Accordingly, I am today suspending my campaign. I'm proud to have delivered on 100% of my promises. And I will not stop now.
With an announcement on X over the weekend, DeSantis immediately announced his endorsement of Donald Trump, who now faces a tough first-of-the-nation primary contest in New Hampshire, where he and Nikki Haley remain in a virtual dead heat in the polls. The amount of U.S. Capitol Police threat assessment cases are up heading into this election year. In 2023, the USCP's threat assessment section investigated just over 8,000 cases. Members of Congress of either party tend to receive a wide range of threats and concerning statements through the mail, phone, or online, they say. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello, my name is Hannah Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
Good Day Radio Program. You can always connect with us, 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684, or on social media, X, Facebook, Instagram, at Good Day Networks. I'm Jay Kirshner. She is Jennifer Horn. He is James Collins. And the big he, our fearless leader.
The big he.
But we'll be back before we know it, of course.
He's a traveling beast this time of year, isn't he, that guy? He's just all over the place.
I was just going to say, I feel like more so than normal. There is this normal. You've been with him a lot longer than I have, but it's...
Winters.
Like
he is
traveling so much.
So one of the interesting things about the show is that our uplink, where James is, that's in Texas. We've got Jay in Ohio. I'm in California. Doug is typically in Boston, but his family also lives in Los Angeles. And so he used to traditionally spend the entire season in Los Angeles to avoid the snow in Boston. But now he's made it like his mission to just travel all over the place during the winter months. And so I think this week he's seeing Dr. Jack Stockwell in Utah. He's flying all over the place. So we'll see. Hopefully no weather delays. I think that big storm from last week has kind of slowed everything down a bit. So hopefully everything getting back to normal today.
Well, that's good. Let's do something I don't think we have done in a very, very long time.
Tell me,
answer some questions, answer some random questions, have some random conversation. How many times?
Okay,
can I
I'm in.
If it was a drinking game,
challenge.
I'd all be drunk.
It's like a game show. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay, so yes, this is the game show. Ask us anything. And first on the questions, where, again, you can join in on this, Facebook.com, Twitter, Instagram, at Good Day Networks, or you can always give us a call, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684. Speaking of that phone number, add it to your contacts, because then you don't have to try to remember it later. Just...
Right, because you can call any time, right? 24 hours a day.
You can call any time, 24 hours a day. Leave a voicemail. Okay, so the Ask Us Anything. Buzz Ulrich wants to know, who is the Libertarian candidate for POTUS in 2024?
That's a really good question. I don't know if there's an official Libertarian candidate, but you know what? We can look it up. Don't forget, you have a couple of choices. Do you know who the answer is?
Well, so there are four choices right now, but there is one clear person who is a little bit ahead. It is Chase Oliver, who I am not super familiar with him. I know he's an American political activist. I don't think he has a huge affiliation in politics. I don't think there's a, like anything like that with he's not coming as like a governor or something like that, but he is one of the nominees. There's Michael Rechtenwald, Mike Termat, and Joshua Smith. Who was the one, I can't remember her name, but she was the first female candidate for the Libertarian Party at the last election. Joe somebody.
Oh, yeah, I kind of remember. Joe Mama. No, I'm just kidding. I do remember that, though. The most famous one was Gary Johnson, who got, remember, he got tricked. Not necessarily tricked. They asked him about Aleppo because there was a lot of problems going on in Syria. And so he said, what is Aleppo? And that kind of stunk any chances that he had going on. But it was, I think, two election cycles ago.
My goodness. Well, and then what is, I, for some reason, I forgot that RFK Jr., I was thinking he was Libertarian. He's not. He's independent. He's with independent.
He was a Democrat, but then Biden wouldn't debate him. They weren't giving him any coverage. So he went on to become an independent. So you actually have a lot of choices if you're not into the Biden-Trump roundup. So right now you've got the independent ticket, which is led by RFK Jr. And he is, I think he's going to pick Tulsi Gabbard as a running mate, but we'll see. I feel like they're hanging out together. She's also a disillusioned Democrat, that kind of can get a little bit of conservative support behind her. So in the military stuff, it'd be interesting. So they're one choice. You've got Cornel West, who is running to the left of Joe Biden. You have Jill Stein, who is back again from the Green Party. She's been around forever. And then on the Democrat side, a lot of people forget that Dean Phillips is a congressman who's challenging Joe Biden. He's not getting any play from the Democrats and the media. They try to shut him out. And Marianne Williamson is still in it running against Joe Biden. So not that these are serious contenders, but there are other choices that are out there. On the Republican side, the only one left at this point is Nikki Haley. So, yeah, there you go. Oh, and then we haven't even talked about Joe Manchin yet. Remember, that's happening, the no labels ticket. So Joe Manchin visited, I think, Biden on Friday and said, if you don't moderate yourself and be a little bit more to the center during this election, then I might be forced to run. And then Joe Manchin might run with a running mate who's more on the Rhino side, like a Mitt Romney or a Larry Hogan. They both have been floated around, and they would be the no labels ticket. And they've been trying to get their party recognized state by state to get them on the ballot.
Interesting. I don't know. This, I feel like this could be the strongest year where there is a third party, truly a third party option.
Ross Perot, and it's before your time, I believe you were probably like 1 year, like maybe a year too old. But I remember because my grandfather was obsessed with Ross Perot, and he was seen as a spoiler for George. He's kind of the reason people think we got Bill Clinton, because remember, George H.W. Bush was only a one-term president. Yes, he lied about taxes, but he wasn't hugely unpopular. He was probably popular enough to beat Bill Clinton one-on-one. But Ross Perot entered the race, and with him, he stripped away a ton of votes from George H.W. Bush, enough to make the difference, and that's why Bill Clinton was elected over H.W. Bush in a year when nobody thought Bill Clinton had a chance, because it was an incumbent running again. So you never know what can happen and where the votes are stripped from. Right now, I think RFK Jr. strips from both Trump and Biden, actually.
Yeah. Oh, that totally makes sense. Yeah. Well, he has such a stance on he was against the vaccines, which the one side likes, or more people have a one side like. He is against just so many different things that I just feel like he, not a catch-all. He's not like a catch-all drawer or anything like that. But
that drawer in your kitchen.
Yeah, where you just kind of like throw everything in.
The truth is, I think Republicans were intrigued by him because of the vaccine and the free speech aspect. But if you learn more about him, he is still a Democrat. He's still more liberal than most Republicans are.
Yes, definitely left of center. Let's see, more questions from social media at Good Day Networks. Chuck Ferrand says, when are you going to get those studio cams up and running so we can see how you guys make radio? Somebody else also asked something like this. Lynn
now, are you
Smith
pro this
like,
idea?
Are you guys ever going to do a live show on YouTube?
Is that, that means getting, like, dressed. So are you pro this idea?
I'm pro this idea because I don't care if I get dressed or not. I will, yeah, I'm not one for wearing makeup. I wear the same thing to bed that I wear out and about in life unless I'm actually, like, getting dressed up. I wear my glasses, so I wouldn't even bother with mascara or anything. I don't care. I, at my last radio job, I was doing mornings for country radio, and the assistant program director, the APD, actually pulled me aside, and he was very gentle with how he was discussing this, but we had guests every so often, and I basically would just wear what I wear, brush my hair, and I brush my teeth, and I go in. I very seldom, unless it was like we know there's going to be specific photo ops that are going to be in different things, then maybe I do my makeup, but otherwise, I don't care. And he was like, okay, so we have two guests coming into the program tomorrow. They are beauty pageant women. And you might just want to take a few extra minutes to do something when you get ready in the morning. And he kind of was beating around the bush, not saying it. And I kind of I knew what he was saying, but I wanted to make him say it. And so I was like, okay, so like get dressed up, wear something different. He's like, no, the clothes you wear, those are fine. I'm like, okay. So, like, what should I do? And he's just kind of like, please don't make me say it. Because I think it was also kind of one of those things of worried about a lawsuit.
And of course.
And so I'm like, maybe wear some makeup. And he goes, if you feel comfortable doing that. Yeah, that might show up good in photos. And I'm like, fine.
Wear some makeup.
I'm like, however much makeup I put on, it still will not be enough to be seen in photos because I don't even know how I am nearly 40 and I do not know how to put on makeup still to this day.
Oh, you got to come over. I'll give you some lessons. But you always look beautiful.
You should. We should do a tutorial. So would you are you in for this for live streaming on a video?
No. Absolutely
not.
Well, here's the thing. This show, when I do this show, it's 2:55 in the morning. Just to be aware, my alarm goes off and I'm on the air at 3:05. And I'm in my pajamas. So there is no way that I would feel like happy about doing that. Never have. But when I go to work with my job in Los Angeles and I have to leave the home, yeah, I have clothes on. I do my makeup and my hair because now radio is TV. So we stream our show. We do video streaming on the show that I host. You know, there's TV hits throughout the day. So yeah, I just go in ready, but
yeah, well, your show's on YouTube too, right? You stream it.
Yeah.
Well, YouTube. That's one of the things that we would like to, Doug and I talk about this all of the time. We would love to put audio up on YouTube, but there's no video to go along with it. And static images only take you so far.
That's true. You do need live video. So, yeah. I mean, and when you have guests, you can always offer them the option of joining you. So it's a possibility. And I think Doug would do it. He doesn't care if he's in his bathrobe.
Yeah. Yeah. Doug and I will be like, what's that old saying? I woke up like this.
I woke up like this. Like the cartoon.
It's 4 p.m. and I still say, I woke up like this. But I feel like in today's technological world, there has to be some type of AI or app that can cartoonify you. And
so 1,000%. You could probably do if
you just talk. Yeah. Bart Johnson wants to know, when do you guys
next? Not much. We don't sleep. doing the show was really hard because I'd have to go to bed by 7 or I'd be wrecked. You know, that's why I'm here a little bit less. But I still have a morning show that I get up at 4:30 for. So really, I try hard to be in bed by 8:30 or 9. And that it's just not a lot of fun during the week. But it's just kind of how you go.
And how long have you been waking up so early?
I started with Doug in 2006.
Okay.
So from that point on, my life has been over.
So you have been functioning on lack of sleep for nearly 2 decades in a sense.
Yeah, and it's hard. You know, the older I get, the more I feel it. And also when I get out of practice, because I'm not here every single day, when 2:55 happens, it's harder than it used to be, for sure. Because
you're out of the routine. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Well, and James, relatively new to the early morning hours. Do you feel like you have adapted somewhat?
I mean, no. Yeah, but no. Look, it makes life...
It's never easy.
No, it makes life inconvenient. And not in a way where I don't like doing it. In a way that I'm 25 and all of my friends are also 25 in that range. And they like to go party and do late night stuff. And I'm kind of like, hey guys, I'm grandpa. Time for bed at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, or whatever.
Special.
No, exactly. So it makes it challenging for sure. But I mean, I wouldn't do it if I didn't like doing this. So there you go. Exactly.
Yeah, it's definitely a passionate thing. Well, so basically this job, this career path for you, James, is protecting your liver.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You'll have sleep deprivation, but your liver is good.
But your liver will be okay.
Woo. All right. I'm down with that then. Hell yeah.
You can always join the conversation, ask questions, social media, at Good Day Networks. It's 48 after the hour.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common? They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio Program. I'm Jay Kirshner, and with me now is auto expert, influencer, consultant Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com. Hello, Nick.
Good morning.
We were just talking about this off air, but of course we have to bring this on air because this is astounding. This whole automated rental car driving feature, what the what?
So there's this company in Las Vegas. Originally, they were from Germany, and they've made quite a success out of this. And what they have is, you know how like drones are operated, where there's a pilot mm-hmm. in a third-party place, and that pilot flies the drone? Well, these people in the third-party place drive the rental cars to the customers. So the customers have a contactless delivery of their rental car. And so that's great. I mean, it's convenient. It means that, you know, you have less this, less that. If it works, then whatever. But I take it a step further, and I'm like, what happens if this person decides to drive the car while you're driving it? Or, you know, if this goes into regular vehicles and you miss your car payment by a day, do they drive the car back to the lot? I mean, it's like, it scares me that someone could take control of the car while you're sitting behind the driver's seat.
Yeah. Well, and just blind spots. I was thinking of being another driver on the road driving next to this thing and how prominent blind spots are. And even though we have the new technology of the 360 cameras that kind of help and the beeping technique if somebody is right next to you, but still it's just one of those things of anybody who has played a driving video game, the blind spots are real. And I keep thinking about the blind spots.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of implications here, too. Even though they'll have all of the cameras and the safety and a big screen and maybe cameras and surround, I mean, you still, a lot of times, cameras, when you look ahead in a camera, I can see further with my eyes down the road than a camera can see. So mm-hmm. I'm often looking the intersection beyond that or whatever. And what about directions? And I don't know. There's a million and one things that I keep thinking about. But the whole idea that somebody else could take control of a vehicle that I'm driving, it makes me slightly uncomfortable.
Yeah. Like, it's not just, what's the one that, from way back in the day that if you were in an accident and you needed help, you could push the button, or if a car was reported stolen, they could turn off the car. They couldn't steer it and drive it anywhere, but they could just make any of the controls obsolete for the moment.
That's OnStar. It was General Motors project. Yeah, and OnStar's actually a super useful tool. They can even unlock the car. You know, you can call them. They can unlock the car if you lock your keys inside, or those type of things. But a stage further, to be able to operate a moving vehicle remotely, it's, to me, that's, I don't know, kind of scary, but guess what? Autonomous cars will be doing the same without somebody behind the wheel. At least this has a human being behind the wheel.
Well, and we haven't even mentioned the idea of hackers. Anybody who could even just hack into the technology of this and do something else, not even the people who are supposed to be able to have the accessibility to this.
Yes, it sort of puts a whole new level on security and what do, you know, the TSA do. People could drug traffic without getting caught. You know, there's like a million and one things that could happen with this. But I guess, you know, people were super scared when the horse was going away and the motor car was coming in. So I'm just going to guess.
Change is difficult, but there should still be a limit.
Yes, exactly. I totally agree.
Nick, who had the most recalled cars last year? I feel like there were some recalls. There were some issues where I know my car had a recall on a battery sensor that somebody had to come out and fix.
Yeah, so Ford by the numbers was the number one recalled car company, but it gets a little more complicated than that because, you know, some recalls are things like the door lock doesn't always unlock from the driver's side, you know, with a remote key. And so that's a recall. It's a safety issue, but it's not a safety issue like the airbag can go off and, you know, throw pieces of metal into the vehicle. That to me is a super scary safety issue. So even though Ford had the numbers, there's quite a lot in the new car companies and automated car companies like Tesla and those companies who had some real problems last year or so. And that to me is more scary when you have somebody that has a lot of electronic systems in a car. You know, fault brakes and those type of things, those were the number one recall. 8.6 million vehicles.
That's absurd. That is truly astounding. My goodness. Well, Nick, thank you. You can always get more information from Nick Miles at ourautoexpert.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.